The movie Spy Kids 3D Game Over comes out tomorrow. Production on the Spy Kids 3D video game began before the script for the film was even written, and the game itself is already on shelves. It's the latest example of synthesis between the two industries, but as NPR's Susan Stone reports, that synthesis doesn't always work the way it's supposed to.
In the upcoming movie Spy Kids 3D, an evil game maker is threatening to take over the world.
What do you know about a new video game called Game Over?
I know that just about every kid in the world is going to sign on and play it.
Well, not if we can help it. The game is a trap.
Real-life game maker Buena Vista hopes kids will see this movie and play the game it's based on, says marketing director Bob Pasunko.
For a big event film like Spy Kids, I think it's important to have an opportunity to extend the franchise and allow kids to go home and have something to kind of relive the film and become a spy kid yourself.
Synergy, like sequel, seems to be a theme this summer. Almost every blockbuster movie of the past few months has a video game tie-in, from Charlie's Angels to Finding Nemo. A famous actor or character can draw eyes to shelves and hands to wallets at the game store. But none have the power of The Matrix. The Matrix Reloaded was the first big movie of the summer, earning more than $270 million. The game Enter the Matrix was created by the same directing team. It features many of the same actors, like Jada Pinkett Smith, in special footage filmed just for the game.
We're in.
You got 10 minutes.
Until the post office closes. There's a ton of heat in the area, but the package is still untouched. Box number is 731222.
Got it. Enter the Matrix hit the shelves the same day The Matrix Reloaded hit the movie screens. The game came in 4 versions and 10 languages. In countless media stories, Enter the Matrix was hailed as the future, the sign of a new and effective partnership between the movie and game industries. Game creator David Perry says The Matrix has extremely dedicated fans, so his company saw a chance to attract non-gamers.
We knew this was going to happen. There are going to be people who watch the movie, hear about this game, and have never played a game before. So we've actually made this game play a little bit easier than a normal game so that you can have fun with it just by picking up the joypad and pressing the buttons.
Game reviewers have called Enter the Matrix flawed, and even worse, boring. Games usually take a lot longer to make than movies, often twice as long. It's a new trend for game makers to release their product in tandem with a film. Dan Morris, executive editor of PC Gamer magazine, thinks the rush to meet the film release date hurt this game.
That's all anyone cares about because they know they will sell X equilibrium point amount of copies on the weekend that the movie comes out. It's got nothing to do with good games, and as a result, it's not a good game. So David Perry's correct in one sense. He'll have a mainstream hit, and Enter the Matrix did in fact sell pretty well. But it's no game to be proud of, and I don't think it's the business we should be in if we're going to try to grow this art form the direction it needs to go.
And it used to be that the film industry, from studios to actors, wasn't interested in going that direction. In 1992, David Perry struggled with studio heads while making a game based on the movie The Terminator.
We wanted to be Arnold Schwarzenegger, but they said no. And so we wanted to say, I'll be back, and all the things that make Terminator the Terminator, and we couldn't have any of them.
Fast forward 10 years. Producers of the current Terminator film made a game deal early on with Atari. Their spin-off game comes out in the fall, along with a DVD. And yes, it has Arnold. So what has changed? Well, game sales growth is projected to be twice that of box office sales this year. Media executives have realized that anything people are obsessed with is worth extending onto as many platforms as possible. Action movies naturally lead to action games. Companies are also starting to build computer games around pop idols like Justin Timberlake and recruiting celebrity Bond babes for a digital 007. Dan Morris of PC Gamer magazine says these marketing strategies miss the point of games, to involve players in a good story.
Show me what it's like to weather the siege of Stalingrad. Get me through the Dust Bowl. Get me through the Depression. If you can do these things in a compelling way, people are going to come and play. Because you get a little slice of life and you get to steer that slice of life. And that's the beauty of games. It's not bullet time and it's not final close. It's really steering your way through a new world.
There are still obstacles to making games that can immerse you in that kind of virtual world. The technology's not quite there. And the writing and acting needs work. Kind of like the early days of film. Susan Stone, NPR News, Washington.